From Great Mats, this is Great Thoughts. What's the difference between foam materials for athletic mats? Athletic mats are generally made of one of three popular foam materials: ethylene vinyl acetate, polyethylene, or polyurethane, or a combination of these foam materials. So what's the difference between foams, and why should you choose one over the other? Ethylene vinyl acetate, or EVA foam, is an elasticized closed cell foam with rubber-like softness and flexibility. This foam will have a glossy appearance and is resistant to UV radiation and cracking. It is also waterproof. While the material does not contain any rubber, it is commonly referred to as expanded rubber or foam rubber. It is known for its shock-absorbing qualities and buoyancy. Due to these qualities, EVA foam makes an excellent flooring material for athletic activities, as it will absorb impact from falls and can be easily cleaned and disinfected. EVA foam tiles are a popular solution for martial arts facilities, kids' play areas, basements, trade shows, and more. As a closed cell foam, EVA foam is firmer than open cell foams and allows for subtle movements when standing on it without much risk for rolling ankles. This quality also makes it great as an anti-fatigue flooring material. Polyethylene, or PE, is the most common plastic available today. It often feels waxy to the touch and carries high impact strength, meaning it can absorb a lot of energy before rupture. It's also very ductile, meaning it can easily deform under tensile stress. When used as a foam flooring or matting material, PE is often cross-linked, creating a fine, closed-cell foam that is unaffected by mildew, mold, rot, and bacteria, and provides firm material with excellent strength and shock absorption. That doesn't necessarily mean it will be a soft landing if you fall hard on this foam, as the energy is contained to a relatively small area and not broadly distributed. Cross-linking makes the foam more rigid and helps it rebound quickly to its original shape when stretched or squished, giving it more bounce than other foams. The closed-cell foam is also an excellent thermal insulator. This is a common foam for thicker versions of foam flooring, as it was much lighter weight than most other alternatives. The foam itself is not ideal as a finished surface, as it can be easily punctured, gouged, or cut, which is why it's often wrapped in vinyl or has a vinyl or carpet bonded surface. You'll often find PE foam in folding or roll-out cheerleading, gymnastics, or grappling mats, or as foam underlayments. Polyurethane, or PU, is an open-cell foam best known for providing extreme cushion. As air is allowed to flow through the foam, it enables the foam to create a much softer and giving surface. Polyurethane foam is superior to other foams in absorbing energy, but lacks some in the stability department. This foam is used in much thicker mats designed for high-impact landings, such as crash pads, due to its broad distribution of energy. The same features that make it excellent for absorbing impact and distributing energy also make it less desirable for walking, running, or jumping, as it simply crushes and collapses underfoot instead of springing back or providing resistance. You'll often find this foam in landing pads or fluff mats, as they help take the sting out of falls or landing on your body rather than springing off your feet or hands. Like PE foam, PU foam is not ideal for use on its own and needs to be wrapped with another durable surface such as vinyl or denim. When choosing your foam flooring, make sure you keep in mind how much spring, firmness, or energy absorption you'll need, as well as how easy it will be to clean and disinfect. For more on this topic, please review our foam flooring tiles and mats product page.